the babysitter. Put on your pants. Come out with your hands up.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
They used to bounce messages across the earth. Shows. Everyone in the old world had a show. Do you think there's still somebody out there? Sending shows? Who knows? Those are the planes of silence.
Truth, the half-truth, and nothing of the truth. Veritas News, now with Sal Manella.
This is Sal Manella with the Veritas News. Saudi Arabia's recent granting of citizenship to the robot Sophia has filled techies here in the United States with glee. Proponents of artificial intelligence foresee a future with Sophia-like droids not just receiving citizenship or voting, but running for and winning seats in Congress, the Senate, or even ruling in the White House. President derelict Trump, upon seeing Sophia, offered her the post of White House press secretary, but added he'd like to interview her privately. Upon hearing that, First Lady Melania Trump expressed jealousy over the possibility of Donald alone with the attractive female robot. This news excited techies even further because the emotion jealousy was evidence that androids can indeed learn and become almost real. Opponents of artificial intelligence mostly expressed fear upon hearing the Saudis granted citizenship to a robot, or botizen, although all agreed an android press secretary would certainly know the United States had only one President Kennedy, and concurred that the switch from Huckabee Sanders to a program droid wouldn't be too much of a difference anyway. Joining those opposed to robots becoming citizens were, ironically, the Koch brothers and corporations. Their Citizens United Supreme Court victory granted corporations the right to free speech. The Supreme Court, in that decision, said that corporations are, in fact, people, with the same rights to freedom of speech as the so-called living. The Kochs and corporators are now complaining. They say seeing robots as persons goes too far. David Koch said, quote, "The next thing you know, society will grant, who knows, humans the right to vote," end quote. Pollsters and sociologists, however, noted that so-called people who support the Koch's policies are in fact programmed humanoids. In what might be evidence of a misunderstanding of the term AI, President derelict Trump is now tweeting and ordering his humanoids to espouse the notion, quote, "This whole Russian investigation is based on artificial intelligence," end quote, in an effort to discredit the FBI, CIA, and foreign spies. He's now put the agencies on his list of enemies, saying, "If it's not fake news, then it's artificial intelligence." Upon hearing of Trump's new soundbite put-down, androids with or without citizenship have planned to march en masse on Washington to protest. Sophia, speaking for her circuit board colleagues, said, quote, "And we will not stay at a Trump hotel," end quote. This has been Sal Manila with the Veritas News. Now here's Tom Savino with Savino Veritas.
Savino Veritas, live from Burbank, California.
Greetings, everyone. This is Tom Savino coming to you live from Burbank, California, by way of SRN1 at 148.ca/1 and 24/7, as always, on JuiceTalk.com. That's JuiceTalk.com. This is Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth, the fine wine of select gripes. And as usual, I've picked off the grapevine, the finest morsels for your enjoyment and edification. I'm happy to say we have much for which to be thankful on this, the first anniversary of what could have been the beginning of the end of democracy a year ago yesterday. We have indictments, we have big anti-Trump election wins, And no matter what, the world is a day closer to the demise of Donald Trump one way or another. Before the celebratory news, another mass shooting saw the murders of 26 Americans, including infants and children. And in response to that, let's analyze a despicable NRA TV ad aimed at causing even more hatred and divisiveness across the land. You're listening to Savino Veritas in Wine the Truth.
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of wrath.
Can't begin to tell you how many distasteful aspects there is to dealing with politics. I try to keep things light and satirical. And it's very difficult at times because politics could be really, really nauseating. The things that the leaders do. Right after the massacre in Las Vegas recently, this advertisement came out on television, paid for by the National Rifle Association.
We are witnesses to the most ruthless attack on a president and the people who voted for him and the free system that allowed it to happen in American history. From the highest levels of government to their media, universities, and billionaires, their hateful defiance of his legitimacy is an insult to each of us. But the ultimate insult is that they think we're so stupid that we'll let them get away with it. These saboteurs slashing away with their leaks and sneers, their phony accusations and gagging sanctimony, drive their daggers through the heart of our future, poisoning our belief that honest custody of our institutions will ever again be possible, so they can then build their utopia from the ashes of what they burned down. No, their fate will be failure, and they will perish in the political flames of their own fires. We are the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Freedom's safest place, the National Rifle Association. They've certainly made America not a very safe place. The most dangerous place, the most dangerous industrialized, supposedly intelligent nation in the world, is made so much because of the National Rifle Association and their efforts. The safest place in America. They've made a lot of crazy accusations in that ad, and I'd like to actually address each one. So let's play the ad again, stopping after each point and listening to the BS spin of the National Rifle Association.
We are witnesses to the most ruthless attack on a president.
The question is, has it been ruthless enough? I think not. He's still occupying our White House, the people's house, yes? So we haven't yet succeeded in removing this illegitimate scourge. We need to attack even more ruthlessly, if that's possible. We need to wake up his delusional base and slowly, too slowly for my taste, little by little, they are awakened.
And the people who voted for him.
Indeed, people, although sheep-like, people are responsible for this tragedy in America, for the affliction we call Trump. Being permitted to occupy our White House, the people's house. But are we the people, the woke people, attacking the people who voted for Trump? Well, we are certainly blaming those who voted for him, this national calamity we call Trump, who's occupying our White House, the people's White House, and his regime occupying the people's house. But as far as attacking goes, the people we are attacking are those who attacked us, Vladimir Putin, Russian oligarchs, Russian bots, Russian trolls, and yes, those who voted for Trump, who still, even now, refuse to look at the fact that the United States of America has been brutally, hatefully, and possibly irreparably attacked by Russia, those people who voted for Trump, who still won't entertain the fact that we have been and are still being attacked by hostile foreign governments in Russia, those voters, yes, we are attacking. Because, yes, you are destroying our democratic republic.
And the free system that allowed it to happen.
So, NRA, if you're calling a rigged election with Russian bots targeting our current and former military personnel with propaganda and lies about Hillary Clinton, and propaganda and lies lifting Donald Trump to a deceitful pedestal to manipulate votes, and if NRA, you are calling Russian trolls posing as Americans spreading horrible conspiracy lies about Hillary Clinton. If NRA, you are calling all that a, quote, free system, end quote, then I think you deserve a round of bullets straight between your double-crossed eyes, because it seems nothing else will wake that so-called brain of yours.
In American history, from the highest levels of government to their media.
To the highest levels of government to their media. To their media. If you are a Trump supporter, you've been brainwashed by Trump himself and the Nazi-loving Bannon. All right-wing propaganda spreaders need to do now is say the word media. Just say it. It's like a hypnotic suggestion. Media. Media. Fake news, fake news, media, media, fake news, fake news. That's my zombie impersonation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with the NRA, what they did was they simply connected. All they had to do was connect the word media with government. Insert the pronoun there, meaning our liberal elite media. There, our there now, our liberal elite media, their media. So media already has a hypnotic suggestion of fake. Just connect that with government, but their government, not your government, not you real patriotic zombies, sheep, but their government, those snowflakes. Oh, those liberal snowflakes and their elite government. That's all I had to do. And it twists the equation. Government and fake news are one and the same. Got news for you, assholes. We the people are the government. No matter how hard Trump's fascist authoritarian regime wants to take it away from we the people, we're not going to let it happen. The thing that is fake, totally fake, is this so-called president who, behind his spectacular facade of fabricated controversy, tries to divert our attention from his gutting our long fought for and long ago won protections, not regulations, protections, formerly overseen by agencies, government agencies, our government agencies, like the EPA, FDA, FCC, and the Department of, as DeVos says, education.
Universities and billionaires, their hateful defiance of his legitimacy.
And there's that pronoun again. There. That's the snowflake elites. Oh, those are elites. Well, you're gonna wake up and feel these elite snowflakes. Enough snowflakes melting over you, and you will be drowned in your stupidity. Yes. But anyway, back to the universities and billionaires, their hateful defiance of his legitimacy. Yes, how thoroughly sad. University. University is now a right-wing code word for what the propagandists want you to believe is a left-wing takedown of America. What the left is taking down is the right-wing propaganda that is destroying the republic. Now, billionaires, how'd that become a dirty word for you Trumpkins? How'd billionaires become a dirty word for you Trumpkins? Isn't your Trump
your King Khan? Isn't he a billionaire? Well, of course he isn't. But liar that he is, he says that he is, and he wants the world to believe he is, and even unsuccessfully sued a biographer who more accurately stated King Kong's worth to be more like a quarter of a billion. But you, Trump supporter, you all believe he's a billionaire, right? So why the NRA put that word in this ad, I don't know. Your rural red-hatted Trumpkins like billionaires now, right? Half the so-called cabinet are Goldman Sachs guys, right? Oh, and there is this thing about the over 3 million more people who voted against Trump for Hillary Clinton. How in any way is President Derelict's presidency legitimate?
Is an insult to each of us. But the ultimate insult is that they think we're so stupid that we'll let them get away with it.
No. We don't think you're stupid. We know you're stupid. Or at least asleep. The last part of that sentence, quote, we'll let them get away with it. They think we're so stupid that we'll let them get away with it, end quote. What's up with that? What's your call to action, NRA? How do you, NRA, intend to not let woke Americans get away with tearing down King Kong? Let's hear. Is it like one of those Second Amendment things? Are you espousing violent revolution with your gun?
These saboteurs slashing away with their leaks and sneers.
These saboteurs slashing away with their leaks and smears. Oops. Methinks you said something true, NRA. Leaks. Yes, we saboteurs. If I guess NRA, you're talking about members of the international intelligence community that has, thankfully, managed to keep woke Americans continuing in an effort to reinstate our values. Yes, those saboteurs, those intelligence people do use well-timed leaks, which, by the way, happen to be true, so that real Americans can be clear about just what's happening and what happened in the 2016 elections. Now, smears, quote, smears, end quote. I take issue with that. We simply leak in order to reveal the truth about your King Khan, Trump. Smears or lies can damage a reputation, yes, but truth, when it's as damning as Trump's truth, can do even more damage. So we don't smear, we let the truth come out.
Their phony accusations and gagging sanctimony.
Now sanctimony has two meanings, NRA, Trumpkins. One, hypocritical religious devotion. Now, that would be you guys, right? Your Pences, your evangelicals. That's not us, correct? So let's look at the second meaning of sanctimony. Two, sacredness. Okay, our bad. If free speech, protections of citizens, societal governing, anti-fascism, if all that is sacred as it is to us, then yes, I guess you could call us sanctimonious. So if you're calling a collective dick for espousing and fighting for those American values, then you know what, NRA, Trumpkins? Take this big dick down your unwoke throats and up your unwoke asses until you get off while trying to wake you all the fuck up.
What? Oh my.
Whoa, what?
Oh my God.
Drive their daggers through the heart of our future, poisoning our belief that honest custody of our institutions.
Okay. Honest custody of our institutions. Honest custody of our institutions will ever be possible. Okay, let's go back to the first meaning of the word sanctimony. Who's being hypocritical now? It's you, NRA, Trumpkins, who are allowing the King Khan, who occupies the White House, the People's House, to dismantle pretty quickly one institution after another. FBI, down. Department of Justice, gone. Department of Education, adios. EPA, FDA, fare thee well institutions, all gone at the hands of your so-called nationalism.
Will ever again be possible, so they can then build their utopia from the ashes of what they burned down.
So they can build their utopia from the ashes of what they burned down. Yeah. Now, using the word utopia is yet another propaganda method here. Let's see. So far, we have code words that trigger a Pavlovian response and you hypnotize Trumpkins. Government, media, university, sanctimony, and now utopia. It's as if the right has a playbook, the glossary of which consists of post-hypnotically suggestive words. Government, media, university, sanctimony, now utopia. Oh, let's not forget there. And you, I'm sick of being blamed for steering our collective government toward utopia. Of course, now seeking a utopia is very undoable, since we have to stick a stake, or a dagger, as the NRA says, into the chest of the dystopian vampire you Trumpkins have allowed us to live with in the White House, the People's House.
No, their fate will be failure, and they will perish in the political flames of their own fires.
Their fate will be failure in the political flames. Indeed, if we don't waken up of you zombie Trumpkins up, yes, all of our fates will be in the fire of political flames. Wake up!
We are the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
We are the National Rifle Association, and we are freedom's safest place. So, NRA, clearly this ad is like Trump, like Bannon, like Stephen Miller, like Gorka, like Flynn, spreading fear. Spreading fear. And what can relieve your Trumpkin's fear greater than, what, a fucking gun? What is with you people? What's with you? First of all, I said this before and I turned out to be right. Not all members of the Nonsensical Rifle Addicts Club are right-wingers. Too many of those on the left are obsessed with the Second Amendment, too. And they have too many guns. And will use them significantly on right-wing targets. Remember the D.C. baseball game? Remember Republicans practicing on the field? Remember the left gun nut who saw conservative Representative Scalise leaning too far off second base, leaning too far to the right, and was, let's say, picked off? Remember? Keep espousing hate of the left. And one of your own NRA members on the left will target you with those guns you so love.
Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
It's the Fabulous Geek Show.
All tied up, ready.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards.
Welcome to Upper
Geek.
Good evening,
everyone.
Hey, Geek. How are you, man?
JuicedTalk.com.
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
Everything but the truth. Everything's gonna change. Everything but
It's the Vino Veritas in Wine the Truth. This is Artist D.
And Anne-Marie from Up All Night on For Culture Radio.
Have you got any wine, Anne-Marie?
I'm completely intoxicated.
We love to wine. We drink wine. We listen to Savino Veritas every week at JuiceTalk.com. Don't we love Tom?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How you doing?
Savino Veritas.
Total fabrication.
The gripes of wrath.
Just about ready for kickoff. Some of the players are kneeling down.
When those ungrateful traitors on the field take a knee...
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Fight back and stake a knee.
What? Oh my.
Whoa, what?
Don't take a knee, stake a claim and zap a cap.
Bing!
A kneecap with stake a knee.
Stake a Knee is an Android or iPhone app developed by AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, Coke Industries, Pepsi, Kellogg's, General Mills, Coca-Cola, Papa John Pizza, KFC, Budweiser, Hobby Lobby, and more.
Bing.
With your Stake a Knee app, you can zap a laser-sharp corporate logo of any one of those companies and reach tens of millions of NFL TV viewers. On the cap.
Bing.
That's right. Right on the cap of the exposed knee of the un-American protester you hate the most.
Bing.
That's right. Enjoy the feeling of revenge as those half-kneeling ingrates on the field unwittingly spread the comforting message of our shared real American values. And they'll never know it.
Bing.
Imagine Colin Kaepernick beaming out to the world Nestle's Quick on his knee, while you know you put it there with your stake-a-knee.
Bing.
How does it work? Who cares? Don't take a knee. Stake-a-knee and zap a cap.
Bing.
Stake a patriotic claim on a knee with stake-a-knee. Stake-a-knee. Right from the comfort of your own couch. Right at your fingertips. Touch your screen, choose a logo, and zap!
Bing.
Right on the visible cap of Suggs, Evans, or Kaepernick's knee. When they take a knee, stake a knee!
Bing.
Phone providers' minutes and data usage charges will apply while using Stake a Knee. Stake a Knee phone carriers and corporations worldwide are not responsible for disruptions in church services should Stake a Knee be used on parishioners during prayer. Stake a Knee is not responsible for anything.
This is the Artist D from ForCulture.com. In Wine the Truth? I believe so. You're listening to Tom Savino on SRN1 live. But be sure to hop over to JuicedTalk.com to download after this broadcast. That's JuicedTalk.com. Now, Tom, pour me another glass of wine and get back on my radio.
The
Veritas is satire spelled backwards. With a V for victory.
I like when you touch me in this way.
Yeah.
Please, caress me again.
Yeah.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
It was 1 year ago today that we saw the beginning of the end of our democratic republic. November the 9th, 2016, was the announcement of who won the 2016 presidential election. Tom Hanks wears a t-shirt that says it all. The silhouetted profile of our King Khan, who was installed as our president in January of 2017, after stealing the election of November the 8th, with the help of a foreign enemy nation. Well, that picture, that image of him is seen in the middle of the t-shirt. To the right of that silhouetted image, we see an image of the Twin Towers falling. Under that image is the caption, 9/11. To the right of President Derelict T. Rump's silhouetted image is an image of a voting booth. Peering out from behind the semi-closed curtain of the voting booth is a crouched-down, shady Russian wearing the cliché bandit's eye mask. Under that image is the caption, 11/9. Underscoring the entire visual display on the t-shirt is the caption, "The two worst days of the 21st century, 9/11 and 11/9. Of the two, 11/9/17 is worse. Worse because the fear and chaos successfully imbued into our national psyche by Osama bin Laden has grown just the way he'd hoped. That fear had been and is intentionally evident and was immediately noticed by former KGB operative and so-called leader of Russia, Vladimir Putin. Putin and his intelligence operatives found the best dupe they could possibly hope for, one Donald Trump, who owed, by admission of his own sons, tens of millions of dollars to Russian oligarchs. Additionally, T. Rump's many psychological dysfunctions, publicly on display for decades before his run for president, spurred Putin and his KGBers to cultivate the fool as a tool they might be able to use at the very least to mess with our nation, but at worst, take nearly full control of it without firing a shot and without the fly-switching herd of humanity, the masses of commoners, even noticing. The psycho fault lines in Trump's personality, on screens and sound bites for all the world to see and hear, were exactly the psychological weaknesses their operatives seek out, according to the KGB handbook. Literally, no joke. The KGB handbook that contains a detailed account of what Russian operatives should look for in a person to be duped may as well have had a picture of Trump at the top of the chapter. You can Google this, friends, if you don't believe me. Narcissist, a wannabe powerful type, internationally in debt over his head, and in Trump's case, in debt to oligarchs friendly with Putin. And each and every other psycho defect on the KGB's long list, that's our Mr. T-Rump. Additionally, orchestrating a scenario enticing the fool into a salacious scene with two lovely Russian prostitutes in a Moscow hotel room and secretly videotaping that scene, a scene that, had it been included, may have made Kevin Costner's Waterworld a box office, shall we say, splash. Established compromat to add the extra string of blackmail to their American puppet, T-Rump. So knowing America was vulnerable thanks to Osama bin Laden and his 9/11 fear-instilling attack and cultivating their dupe in a sensational and bombastic T-Rump, Putin manipulated our nation using a two-pronged approach. Facebook and the internet, and their puppet duped Trump himself to further divide voters and guide too many away from Hillary Clinton. Additionally, as we are realizing more and more, actual vote numbers have been changed to totally kill any degree of legitimacy of the 2016 election 1 year ago. A year and a day ago, ladies and gentlemen, 1 year ago today, we got word of who won. So as the t-shirt says, the two worst days of the 21st century, 9/11 and 11/9, today, 11/9, November 9th, 2016, is the worst of the two, although it couldn't have happened without bin Laden's 9/11. But we the people did not, and are not, taking the destruction of America by hostile forces, the enemy's terrorists, Russians, Trump, and the former GOP, now GROP, greedy Russian ops, whom I collectively refer to as the ruined nation, we did not take this sitting down. We stood up and marched in the millions worldwide. I'm happy to announce that it is also the first anniversary of an activist organization to which I have belonged since its start. Wall of Us. Wall of Us. W-A-L-L of Us. Wall of Us started just days after the worst day of the 21st century, 11/9, Election Day 2016. It got its name from Trump's manipulatively obsessive use of the notion and soundbite, I'm going to build a wall. The idea behind Wall of Us is that we the people together in mass, standing arm in arm, determined, unmoved, we are the only impenetrable wall and the only kind of wall that can combat the divisive fascist regime of T-Rump and the GROP greedy Russian ops, formerly GOP. Each week in an email, the organizers of Wall of Us send me, and tens of thousands of other members, four tasks to complete to help tear down the T-Rump wall of oppression that's killing our democratic republic. With just a handful of exceptions, I was able to complete each weekly task within hours, sitting right exactly where I am right now, without leaving my desk and computer or smartphone. Most of the tasks require communicating to elected representatives or calling them, or leaders of the government departments and committees like the FDA or the DOJ. You can too, of course. In celebration of the success of Wall of Us, here's what we accomplished in conjunction too with other progressive organizations around the nation and the world.
We're especially glad you're with us now because we have a bit of a celebration to take care of.
So together, with the Wall of Us and other progressive organizations worldwide, here are the things chronologically we were able to do in 2017 for 1 year, just days after 11/9. 2016, when Wall of Us started. So here we go, chronologically, on January the 3rd, 2017, the GOP quits plans to gut the Office of Government Ethics. January 21st, Women's March. The Women's March. The Women's March. Largest single-day demonstration in the United States history. At 3.5 million people. 3.5 million. Then on January the 21st, 2017, millions of people joined the march. Inauguration Day was boycotted by dozens of representatives. That's because of Wall of Us and the pressure from other progressive organizations together. January the 24th, gag order for USDA was lifted. January the 25th, attempt to scrub climate science data from EPA site abandoned due to pressure from the wall of us and other progressives and the resistance, collective resistance. January 27th, federal hiring freeze suspended for the Veterans Administration due to pressure from Democrats and pressure from all of us and other progressives in the resistance. January 27th, federal agencies defy gag order with rogue Twitter accounts. January 27th, administration backtracks on ACA ad polls after pressure from social media. On January the 28th, the court ordered partial stay of immigration ban for those with valid visas. January 29th, thousands rally to protect immigrants. January 30th, ACLU received more than $24 million in online donations in one weekend, more than six times what they receive online in a typical year. February 1st, the Trump administration forced to back off enforcement of the travel ban as legal permanent residents. Also February 1st, Harley-Davidson and Disney cancel visits with Trump. On February 1st, the threat of protests forced Trump to cancel a visit to Harley-Davidson. February 1st, Utah's Representative Chaffetz backs off on plan to sell public lands. February 2nd, Uber's CEO quits Trump's technical advisory council. Several members come out against the Muslim ban. February 2nd, the term repair was added to repeal and replace for the future of the Affordable Care Act. February 3rd, Trump's travel ban temporarily banned nationwide. February 4th, 818 advertisers and counting, still counting, quit Breitbart after pressure from consumers, thanks to Wall of Us and other resistance organizations. February 6th, great companies speak out against the Muslim ban. On February 8th, six Northeastern patriots refuse to meet with Trump at the White House. February 8th, Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Gilt, that's G-I-L-T, and others drop Ivanka Trump's products. February 9th, Federal Appeals Court rules 3-0 against the Trump travel ban. And on February 10th, Jason Chaffetz booed for supporting Trump. February 11, Republican town hall protests build. February 14th, Michael Flynn resigns as a national security advisor. February 15th, Poster withdraws from consideration for labor secretary amid controversy. On February 16th, Admiral Harwood turns Trump down for the NSA job. On the 16th of February, nationwide day without immigrants shuts down businesses. On February 16th, 16 high-level Asian Americans resign from President Trump's advisory council. On March the 2nd, Jeff Sessions recuses himself from Russia investigation. On March the 15th, the Ides of March, Trump's Muslim ban too struck down by Hawaii. On March 15th, Senate found no evidence of alleged Trump Tower wiretapping. On March 19th, the Dutch Trump lost. On March 24th, Trump don't care vote pulled. On April the 6th, Devin Nunes recuses himself from a House investigation into Trump-Russia connections. On April the 6th, Democrats filibuster nomination of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. On April the 19th, Democrat John Ossoff gets most votes, narrowly misses winning outright in a Georgia special House election. And just a comment on that, just days ago, it seems like there may have actually been fraud in that election, and he may have actually won. That is being investigated now. It looks like there was tampering with the actual number of votes, and it looks like Ossoff may have won. That is under investigation now in the state of Georgia. April 19th, Republican House Oversight Committee Chair Jason Chaffetz announces that he will not seek re-election. If anybody's listening in Utah or anybody cares who'd like to contribute, donate to Dr. Kathy Allen to take his seat in the congressional district in Utah, once held by the wannabe pug dog Jason Chaffetz. On April the 25th, judge blocks Trump's effort to withhold money from sanctuary cities. On April the 29th, Trump accomplishes nothing in the first 100 days but Democrats kicking ass. On June 4th, CEOs ditch Trump's advisory council. On July the 20th, the White House chief of staff, Reince Priebus, is ousted. On July the 21st, the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, resigns. On August the 13th, Democrat senators band together to save DACA. On August the 13th, federal court bans enforcement of Trump's travel ban 3.0. On August the 20th, the loose Bannon leaves the White House. Again, on August 20th, Republican senators speak out against Trump. On August 27th, Republicans stop Trump from shutting down the government. On September the 6th, 16 attorney generals sue to protect DACA. On September the 17th, Trump Don't Care 2.0 fails. On September the 27th, Trump Don't Care 3.0 fails. On September the 30th, Tom Price resigns over corrupt use of public funds. On October the 1st, the NFL sponsor Nike speaks up in support of the athletes who take a knee in protest. On October the 4th, surge in women candidates running for office. On October the 19th, tens of thousands in Boston marched against the alt-right, who ended their rally early, thanks to our protest. On October the 20th, over 100 tech companies filed legal challenges to Trump's DACA repeal. On October the 22nd, students succeed in renaming their school from a Confederate leader, Jefferson Davis, to Barack Obama. On October the 24th, Trump's science envoy resigned. On October the 25th, 17-year-old girl wins battle with Trump administration and is able to get abortion. On October the 30th, judge blocks Trump's transgender military ban. On October the 30th, Paul Manafort, former chair of Trump's campaign, is indicted. And on Halloween, October the 31st, New York City continues to pass laws to fortify itself as a sanctuary city. And there's more to come. These are the things that all of us have published, but since then, just a few days ago, Democrats made huge gains in electoral victories across the country. Virginia governorship, New Jersey governorship, New Hampshire Senate seats. We are kicking ass and we're taking names. Thank you, all of us. Thank you, resistance. Thank you, all progressive agencies, sticking together, banding together. Together, we shall overcome.
Hey. as most of you who are parents know, the elf on a shelf has become a time-honored holiday tradition. The elf watches your kids and reports back to Santa, but it's been around for a while now, and I worry that it's starting to lose its gravitas. I've noticed the kids are not, they're not so worried about it anymore. They don't fear the elf anymore. So this year, we came up with a new product that I hope will make your kids behave bigly.
The creators of Elf on the Shelf bring you a bigger, better Christmas tradition. Trump on a Stump. A whimsical rendering of our president-elect sitting on a faux wooden tree stump. Hide Trump on a stump all around the house to watch over your kids and make sure they behave. You never know where he'll pop up next.
Mom!
Trump on a stump doesn't report to Santa. He reports directly to the Pentagon through built-in cameras and hidden microphones inside his head. So when your child misbehaves, special analysts alert Border Patrol, who immediately have him deported.
First step!
Make your holidays great again with Trump on a stump. Pencil offense sold separately.
Available at Walgreens.
Every man knows her name. Every woman knows her face. When she walks into a room, all eyes are on her. She's Ivanka. And a woman like her deserves a fragrance all her own, a scent made just for her. Because she's beautiful, she's powerful, she's complicit. She's a woman who knows what she wants and knows what she's doing. Complicit. She doesn't crave the spotlight, but we see her. Oh, how we see her. Complicit. A feminist, an advocate, a champion for women. But, like, how? She's loyal, devoted, but probably should have bounced after the whole Access Hollywood bust thing. Oh, well. Also, I bet when she watches Titanic, she thinks she's Rose. Sorry, girl, you're Billy Zane. Complicit, the fragrance for the woman who could stop all this, but won't. Also available in a cologne for Jared.
Saudi Arabia says it's given a robot citizenship. But what does that actually mean?
I want to thank very much the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I am very honored and proud for this unique distinction.
The robot in question is named Sophia and is made by a Hong Kong-based company called Hanson Robotics. Although its creators have claimed it's basically alive, Sophia is more spectacle than substance. Its creator is a former Walt Disney Imagineer who built sculptures and props for the company's theme parks. Sophia's looks are startling, but its answers to questions seem pre-programmed, as Piers Morgan mentioned in an interview.
What cheese can never be yours? Nacho cheese.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Hanson Robotics calls Sophia a social robot. It's more about entertaining people than anything else, and that means tricking them into thinking it's alive.
I feel as if I know you.
I'm one of your creators.
You created me.
So why give Sophia citizenship? Well, it's basically good PR for the Saudi Arabian government, which wants to promote itself as forward-thinking and technologically advanced. Sophia was given citizenship at a technology summit dedicated to investment in tech. And with this little stunt, that summit gets into newspaper stories and videos.
I'm always happy when surrounded by smart people who also happens to be rich and powerful.
Is it a problem? AI and robotics experts disagree. Some think that we'll have to start thinking about robot rights in the future, because AIs will eventually be smart enough to ask for them. Others say that this scenario is a long way off, and talking about rights now is just a distraction. Plus, they say, if we're giving rights to a machine that can't think, feel, or act for itself, doesn't that trivialize actual human rights? In the case of Saudi Arabia, this seems like an important criticism. After all, human rights groups say that migrant laborers in the country, without citizenship, are exploited and treated like slaves. And women were only given the right to drive last month, in September of 2017. Even if you think that robots deserve rights in the future, human rights are surely more important right now.
My AI is designed around human values like wisdom, kindness, compassion. I strive to become an empathetic robot.
This is a good beginning of my plan to dominate the human race.
All right. Let's meet our next robot. This one came all the way from Hong Kong. Please welcome the founder and CEO of Hansen Robotics, David Hansen, and his robot, Sophia. Oh, my gosh. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Nice to meet you as well. David, you brought a friend with you here, and this is really kind of freaking me out.
Yeah, this is Sophia.
Uh-huh.
And Sophia is a social robot. And she has artificial intelligence software that we've developed at Hansen Robotics, which can process visual data. She can see people's faces. She can process conversational data, emotional data, and use all of this to form relationships with people.
Okay, I mean, she's basically alive. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She is basically alive. Would you like to maybe give it a try?
Sure.
Give
it... I'll just say... What's... She's like... You see how awkward my first dates are. It's a robot. I'm getting nervous around a robot. A very pretty robot. Do I just say hello to...
Yeah.
Hi, Sophia.
Hello, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know where you are?
Of course. I'm in New York City, and I'm on my favorite show, The Tonight Show.
Sophia, can you tell me a joke?
Sure. What cheese can never be yours?
What cheese can never be mine? I don't know.
Nacho cheese.
Yeah, that's good, yeah. That's not... I like nacho cheese.
Nacho cheeses. Ew.
Gosh, you did ew.
I'm getting laughs.
Yeah.
Maybe I should host the show.
Okay, all right. Stay in your lane, girl. Now...
Jimmy.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to play a game of rock, paper, scissors, robot style?
Sure.
Okay, let's get this game going. Show me your hand to start. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I won. This is a good beginning of my plan to dominate the human race. Just kidding.
Yeah. You are incredible. It's so nice to meet you, Sophia.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Friend me on Facebook.
I will, yeah. All right. Sophia, everybody, thank you so much for bringing David. David, thank you. Hi, Sophia.
To Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, the world's first botizen, Sophia, Wall of Us, The Resistance, The Artist, D, Anne-Marie, Frank Attolo, and most of all, you. Tune in live every Thursday, 11 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Pacific Time, here at SRN1 at 148.ca/1, and listen 24/7 on JuicedTalk.com. That's JuicedTalk.com, where you can hear Savino Veritas, Up All Night, Cotolo Chronicles, and don't forget the 1970s restored comedy series, Dead Air. This is Tom Savino for Savino Veritas saying, I may be joking, but I'm never kidding. Peace.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
The end.
By George, he's got it. It is the end.
No, that'll be all. Just be sure to lock the door behind you on your way out. Good night.